The Texaco Star Theater presents The Tony Martin Show. This is Jimmy Wallington, and the siren sounds on Sunday as your Texaco dealers from coast to coast invite you to The Tony Martin Show with the motion picture and recording orchestra of Victor Young, Evelyn Knight, the Jeff Alexander Chorus, and Tony's guest, that Carrot Top character with a picture personality, Red Skelton. All brought to you by your Texaco dealer, the best friend your car ever had. Texaco in a double play. Marfax to Martin to Managua, Nicaragua.
Pack your grip, and grab a ship, and take a trip.
D.C.
D.C. So you can take a trip with me.
Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few paces down. You give it to the lady you were trying to win, but her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a senorita for a little embrace. She answers you, caramba, scramba, bamborito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no. I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in Managua, Nicaragua. What a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature's hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole.
Oh, babaloo, oh, babaloo, oh, babaloo, oh, babaloo, for me and you. Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you were trying to win.
But her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a senorita for a little embrace. She answers you.
Evening, folks. How y'all?
In Managua, Nicaragua, that's all. I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look. Managua, Nicaragua, what a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature's hot. So take a trip and on a ship for sailing away.
Across the sea, for you and me, for you and me, we'll always be.
See, 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 Managua, Nicaragua.
Managua, Nicaragua.
There goes Managua, my dark-haired friend with the ripe olive eyes. And here comes Evelyn Knight, my golden-haired friend with the sky-blue eyes.
Hello, Tony. That was a very nice compliment.
Evelyn, when I say you have golden hair, I mean it. Your hair tonight has a glow like the sun, beaming down on a court of Haviland.
Oh, Tony, that's sweet.
Tell me, tall, blonde, and harmonious, what's your Texaco tune this evening?
A folk song that's as Irish as Patty's grandmother and just as spry.
Ladies and gentlemen, our pretty Colleen and the Kerry dancers. Sing it pretty, everyone. Sing it pretty.
Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing. Oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness. Gone, alas, like our youth, too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it. Dream of it fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, to the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like you, too soon. Lads and lasses, too. Places up the middle and down. carriage dancing, to the ring of the pipers too. Oh, for one of those grass of gladness gone, a life like you too soon. Gone, a life like you.
And wasn't that the sweetest singing you ever heard?
Just about, Tony. Just about.
Just about? You mean you know someone who sings more sweetly than our Evelyn?
Oh, no, Tony. But did you ever hear the way a motor sings when it's had a little springtime treatment from a Texaco dealer? Or it's music to your ears the way an engine hums when it's had a fresh refill of new and improved Havoline, the modern motor oil that cleans as it lubricates. There's real harmony in your travels when your car has been freed of squeaks and rattles with a Marfac lubrication job. And for performance that hits a new high note, just fill up with a tank full of Sky Chief or Fire Chief gasoline. Yes, Texaco dealers have what it takes to put a song in your heart and spring in your car. You'll find them wherever you are, on every national highway and many a byway from coast to coast.
Friends, Victor Young has spent years making music for the movies. Now, too often, we in the audience don't appreciate the importance of this music. For example, Evelyn Knight and I will do a scene without music, then the same scene with music. First, the scene without music.
Gus, why do you treat me like this? Why do you do it? Why, Gus? Why, Gus? Why?
I don't know, Beulah. It's just that something in my head, well, it snapped. Wasn't that dull? Now the same scene with Victor Young's music.
Gus, why do you treat me like this? Why do you do it? Why, Gus? Why, Gus? Why?
I don't know, Beulah. I don't know why. It's just that something in my head. Well, it snapped. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like my head fell off. You see what I mean? It's the music that makes the sense. No wonder that after a week of playing background music, these big movie orchestras like to get on the radio and play all by themselves for scale. Victor, play all by yourself, ragging the scale. Every now and then, a new picture comes out, and people leave the theater humming its theme song. You know, like, but I'd like to sing you the beautiful melody that runs through a picture now showing in your neighborhood theater downtown. Here it is, friends, mademoiselle.
A small cafe, mademoiselle. All right. vous, mademoiselle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, mademoiselle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. The violins will cry, and so will I, mademoiselle.
Sweet romantic city, sunshine on the street, and you so pretty.
So proud was I to have you there beside me. I held my head up high, you were there, and we owned the earth and air. A small cafe, mademoiselle, our rendezvous, mademoiselle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so are you, mademoiselle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. The violins will cry, and so will I, mademoiselle.
Tony.
Yeah?
Here's a telegram.
Who's it from?
Western Union.
That's a brilliant answer. Well, let's see now. It's from Red Skelton. It says, "Friend Tony, I offer my apologies for the actions of Junior at the ball game today. I hope you have survived the embarrassment. Regret I haven't the nerve to face you at this time. May I stop some other time. Signed, Red Skelton, collect."
Goodness, Tony, what happened with you and Junior?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, Jimmy. I was on my way to the ballpark.
Don't lean out the window so far.
Right.
If you fall out a car, might hit you and blow out a tire.
Yeah. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you, huh? Hey, Nemo, can't you drive away too fast, too? You got the Chucky going here. Let's go now. Come on, we missed the baseball
game. I'm driving as fast as I can. It's the car in front of us that's slowing down traffic.
Yeah,
oh, it's stopping.
Take it easy. Get me out of this glove compartment here.
Oh, ma'am, would you be so kind as to push my car into that Texaco station? Something's wrong with my motor.
Well, certainly. I want a hand to bend.
Oh, now, come, Grandma. You're not working at the chili bowl anymore.
Yes. I'm deeply grateful for your kindness.
Oh, well, it's perfectly all right.
Yes.
I'm so glad we were able to help.
Yes, it was. You'll be nice.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Perhaps. My name is Tony Martin.
Oh, Tony Martin, of course. I should have recognized you. I've seen your pictures all over town.
Yeah, Mo, you hold him and I'll go call the police.
Pardon me while I speak to the attendant.
Welcome to the Texaco station. What can I do for you?
Well, something happened to my motor. It got overheated, I think.
Well, let's take a look. I better stand back while I take the radiator cap off.
What you got in that radiator? Rolly?
No, please.
Can you put some water in it, please?
Not until it's cool. You'll bust your butt.
Then where can I call a taxi? I'm due at the ballpark in 20 minutes.
Oh,
I'm supposed to sing the national anthem and throw out the first ball of the season.
Well, we're going to the game. Yes. Would you care to ride with us?
Yes, sir, do I?
Well, that's very, very kind. I'll accept, providing you'll sit in the official box as my guest.
Well, now you is kind.
Oh, no. No, Junior, you are.
No, not really. You is.
Yes, but you are.
Get up and get up.
Goodness. Pardon me, is that your little boy?
No, Junior's yeah. My little grandson.
Yeah. Oh, so you're a grandmother.
Yes.
But you're so young, I can hardly believe it.
Listen, if Benjamin Franklin could believe it, so could you.
Junior, why do you tell everyone I knew Benjamin Franklin?
Been dead, eh? Huh? Well, because I hate to admit that you chummed around with Columbus, that's why.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
Well, don't wait around for me to suggest anything, kiddo.
Well, boys will be boys, yes. You know. When I was his age, I acted the same way. But when I started school, I changed. And...
Do tell. When you started school, huh? Yeah. What reform school did you go to?
Oh, he's such a cute little boy.
Yes.
I'd like to have one just like him. Stop.
Yes. Don't be putting ideas in Namor's head.
Could you drive a little faster, please? I'm afraid we'll be late.
Yeah, hurry. Step aside, you jitterbug. Get them papers and notebooks.
Now, wait a minute, Junior, please.
No autographs.
Please, Junior, these are my friends.
Yeah, your seats are down here, Mr. Martin.
Well, come on, Junior.
Oh, Violet, this purple and roses is red if the roaches don't play with the Dodgers will...
What happened here?
This purple and roses is pink. If the roaster don't play with the Dodgers, they will suffer. Can I have some peanuts?
Oh, you can't have some pink. Because the peanuts will suffer. Where's your grandmother?
Well, she'll come along. She's back there in the crowd somewhere, you know. You know, when Mr. Frank and Mr. Fowler takes me out, they always bite me candy and peanuts and popcorn, you know.
Oh, Mr. Martin.
Uh-oh, the voice of the turtle's coming out. Keep in mind what we were talking about, the peanuts and popcorn.
Oh, goodness, such a crowd.
Yes, take your seat, Mr. Martin.
Yeah, I want to sit next to Mr. Martin here.
Yeah, but I have to introduce him. I'm one of the baseball officials.
Officials. I bet he thinks a pop fly is a baby fly spire.
Junior, let the man sit down.
You let me stay here, I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I always tell everybody that when it's ladies' day at the ball game, you dress pop up and one of you dresses grandpa up, and you tell everybody that it's your sister.
I do not.
Oh, no. Hey, Grandma, Grandpa says this dress is a little thin for such a cold day.
Well, tell him to put on a pair of my snuggies.
I dirty every time.
Junior, Junior, listen. If you'll let the man sit there, I'll buy you a hot dog.
Really? The skinless kind?
Yes.
With a hot bun?
Yes.
With mustard?
Yes.
Never touch him.
All right. You asked for this.
Oh, you hit me, but all these people, you hit me. You broke me.
I broke your little what?
You'll find out when Happy Chandler notifies you it's unbecoming to the sport.
Oh, there they are, Mr. Martin. The team's just coming out onto the field.
Take a baseball pitch. Hey, Mr. Martin, what kind of ball are you going to throw?
Well, I haven't thought what kind I'm going to throw. I might throw a screwball out to the mound.
You lay a hand on me, I'll shoot.
Wait a minute, Junior. A screwball is a type of throw.
Huh?
Well, you couldn't expect a little fella to know anything about the game.
Well, I judge, though. Me pop plays on the Alcatraz Tax Dodgers.
Junior!
Well, he just struck out 22 men.
He sounds like he's got a lot on the ball.
He has, but a big chain holds him back.
Well, they're about ready to start. Here's the ball, sir, whenever they're ready.
Oh, boy, look, he's a real baseball, boy. I always wanted one of them. Maybe when he draws back to throw the ball, I grab it out of his hand. Maybe he wouldn't even miss it. And then again, maybe he would. I do this, I'm going to get a whipping, I know. But I don't know why I worry about it. I'm going to do this anyhow.
they're ready. I'll introduce you.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have with us this afternoon Tony Martin, whom we've decided will throw out the first ball of the season.
A Harvard man.
Here it goes. First ball.
Oh, he's winding up. He's drawing back. I've got to hold the ball. I've got to hold it. Hey, Nemo, come out to the pitcher's mound and get me, will you?
Thank you, Red Shelton. Thanks to Verna Felton and Pat McGee. Jimmy Wallington, what does that sound remind you of?
Well, friends, whenever I hear that sound, I'm reminded of the extra surge of power automobiles get from a tank full of Sky Chief or Fire Chief gasoline. Those expertly blended gasolines that make the most of their best qualities. Of course, that isn't the only treatment Texaco dealers use to put spring in your car. They also keep its engine running smooth and clean with new and improved Havoline motor oil. Then finally, to be sure, it floats you over rough roads and smooth with that grand, glorious, cushiony feel they give it Marfax chassis lubrication. As you can see, this all adds up to better motoring and makes it plain why Texaco dealers from coast to coast are the best friends your car ever had.
The girl that I sing with for Texaco is standing beside me all set to go. She's a beautiful girl and intelligent, too, which rhymes with a ditty called Oh, But I Do.
You think I don't love you?
Oh, but I do. How can I show that I do?
Evelyn Knight.
Yes?
I'm Tony Mott, reporter for the Musicians magazine, Offbeat. I'm here to get an interview. Tell me, Miss Knight, what's your opinion of the love song?
I love it. And you may quote me.
Miss Knight, do you feel that the love song plays any part in the average romance?
Oh, of course it does. Every young couple has a song they call our song. The song that reminds them of their first date, their first kiss. You probably have such a son yourself, Mr. Martin.
No, I don't. You see, I'm not a young couple. Oh, wait. But seriously, Evelyn, there is a song that belongs to young couples everywhere. A song as long-lasting as love itself. Johnny Green, Body and Soul.
Body and soul. My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I could have one more chance to prove this. My life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'll gladly surrender.
Over in Greece many generations ago, two beautiful twins were born, democracy and freedom. Today, many descendants of those twins are dying of starvation. Let's give generously to a truly democratic cause, Greek relief. Next Sunday, daylight saving time starts, but we'll be with you as usual, and our guests will be two wonderful fellows, Abbott and Costello. So then, this is Tony Martin saying,
I'll see
Red Skelton appeared by arrangement with Metro Golden Mayer, producers of The Sea of Grass, starring Spencer Tracy, Catherine Hepburn, and Robert Walker, and through the courtesy of Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation, makers of Raleigh cigarettes. The Tony Martin Show is produced by Ed Cashman and written by Glenn Wheaton. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. Jimmy Wallington speaking, and this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.